My question is directed at Mrs. Corey, but I can change a little bit for everyone else at the end. On your website, Kate, you have a document called Your Campaign Team. Listed in this document, you've got two men who both taken action against our city. First is Milan Lessig, downtown developer who took the city all the way to the Supreme Court because he felt the city should have sold the Center Mall to him. He lost. The other is Mr. Chandrakant Kothari, the developer responsible for the unfortunate townhouse development at the corner of York and Ontario. He came into conflict with the city and his neighbors over the flagrant disregard for the lodging house bylaw. He's trying to squeeze more people into his small units than legally permitted. And he took us to the municipal board. He lost too, but he's threatening further legal action. My question, Mrs. Corey, with all the taxpayers' money these men have squandered, and even though the courts ruled against them, do you support the actions these men have taken against our city, or would you offer a behind-closed-door solution for these and other developers to avoid such a conflict? And to the other candidates, should certain developers receive preferential treatment over other developers?
So we'll start with Kate, please.
I believe this country is called Canada. I believe it's a democratic system. I believe that anybody that has a conflict can go to court. I have no reason to know what these two court actions were or to be involved or give an opinion. It was settled in the courts. They have every right to go to court if they have a dispute with anyone. So in all due respect, sir, I have no opinion on these two gentlemen's court actions.
If any other candidate would care to answer, John, would you care?
Would you repeat your last question,
yes,
sir, please?
Actually, my question wasn't around their court actions. It was about preferential treatment for developers.
I don't think there's any preferential treatment given to developers. I think if they want to develop something, they have to pay the development costs. We're not going to do it for them, period.
Billy Craven?
There will be no preferential treatment for developers for me, because I am not taking one damn nickel from them. I will treat people all the same way, and I believe that any donations over $100 should be published before the election, not after, so we will know where the mayor is getting her money, we will know where everybody's getting their money.
The reality is, as a mayor, you do get asked to do special deals, to direct staff to do something that's against council's policies or procedures or decisions. I've already commented on this publicly at an old candidates meeting. I do think it's a serious issue, and I think that from my perspective, the role of the mayor is to defend council's policies, to defend council's procedures, to defend their decisions. And, you know, if that draws criticism that you're not being helpful to these businesses, you know, honestly, that's too bad, because it's not about giving favors or preferential treatment. It's about respecting the democratic decisions that our council makes.
I'm glad to hear that everybody up here is against the backroom dealings and such with the developers. We've all seen the hazards and the problems that it creates when governments do deal with developers that way. It happened in Toronto with the last one government, and I would hate to see it happen here. You know, the people who have the money, they have the resources, they have the time to do this. They don't need our help. If they want to be here, they'll come. If they don't, there's at least 100 people waiting right behind them.